could you tell me a bit about the 28-day program and what's making it special?
Okay, so the 28-day program is based on my recovery. So I've obviously tried many, many treatment methods to get clean. And when I finally surrendered 2.5 years ago, I was in contact with a therapist, like a motivational therapist, and she kind of motivated me every day, and it worked. And I thought, you know what, this is what's missing from so many people's recovery, you know, that connection every day. And we decided between the two of us to put together this 28-day program. So what that basically means is that for the first 28 days, you are kind of stripped back to basics, taught the basics of life, you know, even down to kind of brushing your hair and brushing your teeth. We talk about money management, you know, we set goals, you know, some people have hopes and dreams. You know, then in the second part of the program, which is the second part of 28 days, because overall it's 84 days, you know, we teach them again, you know, life skills. We teach them to write down their consequences to their actions. We teach them to do a daily journal entry of how their day's been and what they've done. Carry on.
And also, having been in treatment myself, one of the things that I was shown early on was to write a gratitude list of all the things that, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you're having a bad day and, you know, poor me. Well, if you was to get up in the morning and you write a gratitude list of all the things that you're grateful for, such as, for me personally, being clean, number one, my family, the roof over my head, the weather, that kind of thing, all the things that you're grateful for, it sets you in good stead for the day.
What was it about this method that really helps you connect with it?
Just as I said, for myself, I have been, you know, I was put in a psychiatric unit, I've been through counselling, I've been through therapy, I've been given rehab, and even down to sort of with my son, he was under social services when he was born. The problem that I had is, one, I wasn't ready to surrender, but secondly, even if I had been, there was no aftercare as such. So there was a massive breakdown. You know, we deal with people now where they're under social services, and you hear it all the time, you know, they'll say, you know, I have to kind of work with them and I have to do their rules, but we don't hear from them every day. So it almost gives them a green light to kind of do what they want to do. With this program, why people connect with it is because the connection is there every single day from the volunteer support worker.
Yeah, I mean, for me, before I went into treatment, I had no structure in my life, no responsibility and no care, because as an addict, I was so selfish and self-centered. It was all about me. So the simple things in the rehab that I was taught was like, and I didn't like it. They'd get me up early in the morning, and I'd have to make my bed every day, and I'd have to do chores in the rehab. And over time, I went from hating it to it just becoming routine, and I would naturally do it by myself without being told every morning. So it kind of installs a structure in your day and a routine.
And that's what, unfortunately, when you are in addiction or depression or anxiety, that's something that you don't have. You know, even down to doing a food shop, you know, these people don't even know what it is to go and do a food shop, money management. So it's kind of everything combined into one. And that's why it works.
So how important is that routine? And once you're in that routine, how much of an impact does it have on your recovery?
Well, if you've got a routine and a structure in your day, you're going to be up out of bed. You're going to be more positive. You're not going to be like sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. Because I always say to people, I mean, I give it to them straight because that's how I was taught. I would just say to them, get off of that pity bus and get yourself up, get motivated, do stuff with your children, go for a walk, talk, get your housework done, you know, and write your journal down. And yeah, just I think having a routine gives you focus for the day. And then as you gain that routine daily, it just becomes part of everyday life. Like the average person would do, like get up, take their children to school, get dressed. It's kind of installing that what we all should do anyway, really.
So moving on to the Facebook group, is there anything about it and the way people were talking in it that surprised you?
Nothing surprises me because I'm an addict, so nothing can shock me.
I mean, for me, what shocks me is sometimes they think that they can pull the wool over my eyes, like certain clients. What they don't realise is every excuse that they use or everything they try and say, I've said them myself a million and one times, so I can see through that. And I think that's where experience is more important than qualifications. I think that I've lived it. I've lived that life for 25 years, and there isn't anything that anyone can say to me that will mask it. I can see right through it. So I think experience is the most valuable thing that we can bring to that page.
I think that for me, when I, again, had treatments, you know, you can go and sit with the counsellor, but if the counsellor has not been on the same journey as you, how can it possibly direct you in the right direction? You can't do that from a textbook.
No.
You know, it needs to be life experiences, and that's why it works. And I think the reason that the group works so well is because for me, myself, when I got into recovery, tried to so many times, there was nothing like this out there. I was a mum that was using with my kids in my care, and I was manipulating social services. There was no one else out there that was openly talking about that. And so I think where now I come out and I say it as it is, and I'm very, very real and very truthful, that is what makes people connect with that group.
Yeah. And also, we often say we're not professionals, okay? So we can't tell people what to do. We can only tell them our experiences and how and what we've done about it, which I think is more valuable than going to see, I don't know, a psychiatrist and him telling you what you need to do. We can only give our experience and our strength and our hope and what we've been through.
So what is it about telling people that they're great or loved that is so effective and important? Because Zoe, when I rang you, you sort of ended with this, if no one's told you today, you're brilliant, or something along those lines.
Yeah,
and I was wondering what it is about positive reinforcement that is so effective or necessary.
When you came off, when you went to go and put the phone down and I said to you, I think that kind of took you back a little bit, right? Did you kind of think, why did you say that?
A bit, yes, but, you know, thanks.
But how did that make you feel?
Good, yeah. Yeah, I don't hear it too much, I suppose.
No, but the thing is, you should be told that. You should be told it.
And these people, they never hear it either. All they've ever heard is they're no good. They're not going to amount to anything. And then they hear that so much that they believe it. So it's about changing that thought process and making them believe in themselves like we believe in them.
But there is, I will tell you this, what happens is they're very vulnerable when they come into recovery. So we have to be kind, you have to tread water really, because you can tell them that they're amazing, but then what happens is you can't let them become dependent on that. So again, for my own self experience, you know, only just even so recently, you know, I was feeling quite worthless due to a relationship, and I kind of had to own it and go, nobody give me any affirmation anymore, because I need to know this for myself. And I can sit here now and tell you, do you know what, Luke? I am amazing. I don't need anybody to tell me that, because I know that within myself.
Yeah. And there's a certain quote that, there's a quote that I got off from online, and we send it to all the clients, and it's just a list of words. I mean, so you can get it on your phone. Hello. It's we suggest to them. We never tell anyone what to do. We can only make suggestions on our experience. So we'd say to them, sit in the mirror and say these words back to yourself every morning until it starts to resonate and you start to actually believe this about yourself.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
I just want to say that for anybody, you know, that is struggling, you know, this is what I really believe in, and this is what my book states, which comes out next month. It does not matter how you get to that dark place. As in, I'm talking of now, imagine being in a deep hole and there's no ladder and you're trying to climb up that wall, but there's no ladder to get up. So it doesn't matter how we get there, you know, into that deep hole. The bottom line is this, we all end up feeling the same way and we can all identify with it. So what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter if you're an addict, if you are, whether you're addicted to drugs, gambling, sex addiction, food, or whether it be that your relationship is broke down, whether it be that your children have gone into care, whether it means that, you know, you're going through a bereavement, we all end up feeling the same way. And if anybody is out there that is really, really struggling with that feeling, do you know what? We can help you change that.
Reach out.
And you need to reach out.